for each of us to see the same thing, to hold the awareness of light that has been given. The more that we understand that we are our halo, we are our aura, we are our infinity, we will come to the dance. So in other words, we're working with form, we're working with the body entry. But what we're doing is we're sealing our fate in our new transmission of love. So as you attend to the light, as you attend to your highest verse, as you attend to the orchestration, can you get that next word? Like they're saying in symphony. What that means is it's ongoing. It's ever present. It's ever established. It's ever awaiting our recognition. So just imagine it's sort of like there is beauty, there is love, there is healing, there is transformational joy right within our midst. We're not waiting for a jet plane. We're not waiting 10 minutes. We're not waiting for the economy to turn around. We're not waiting for our boss to recognize us. We're simply recognizing ourselves to be one and the same with the offering of love that's soon to be established within our very midst. So in other words, love is possible now. So when they say love, they mean our divinity, they mean our wholeness, they mean our ascended awareness, they mean our graduated lifestyle. So it's available right now, ever present. What is going to be the determining factor is how well we see. So in other words, how well we accept it, how well we partake of it, how well we bring it into our everyday vision. So allow yourself to dance with the light. So dancing with the light is, remember, there's an energetic kindness. We want to remember that we're frequency, we're energy, we're vibrational beings. We're not solid. So when we increase our receptivity, we extend ourselves in good faith. So this means we travel beyond past boundaries of consideration. That's everything. Because we've all been entrapped in fear. We all have boundaries. We all have matrix programming that keeps us very tightly wound. And so that increase of love's desire, the reason things are getting hot and heavy now, the reason it's like every time we take a breath, something else is introduced to our field for us to manage, is not because the universe isn't kind. It's because the universe is ready to explode. In other words, we're ready to open up to our ascension. We're ready to open up to our true majesty. We're ready to open up to our true understanding of self. So when you receive that, you understand that that entitles you to go beyond past orchestration, past administration, past boundaries, past belief, past suffering. So in other words, we keep recreating the past because that's all that's given. In other words, that's all we keep defining as ourselves. So as you will seal your fate, as you will offer yourself in your totality, in your explosive desire, in your symphony, in your heart. So we want to remember that we've been following our mind, and quite frankly, it has gotten us very lost. So what we're doing is we're allowing that heart at last to proceed. So to proceed is it's now in charge. In order for it to be in charge, in order for it to lead, it has to be recognized. So we want to remember we're dreaming the past not, but we're signaling our readiness for change, our kindness for change, our alternate exposure, our alternate arrival, our alternate transmission. We really want to feel that. So when they keep saying alternate, it's like, just think of being on a train track. And if you've ever played with like kid train tracks, it's like there's this little lever and suddenly the train goes off into another track. That's what we're doing. That's what the explosion that is coming upon us, that's quickening, that's seeking our kindness, that's seeking our restorative value. Restorative value, again, is we're restoring ourselves to good health. We're restoring ourselves sight unseen. So in other words, we can't even imagine the majesty that we are. We can't even imagine the godly presence that is to be dreamed in. So again, when we have an alternate exposure, an alternate kindness, if you think of that train, it's like making the switch, going to a new track. So we really want to feel like there is that much of a signaling of change afoot behind us, underneath us, that is in extraordinary intensity. So extraordinary intensity is it's coming day by day, moment by moment, drop by drop, but it's coming. I mean, it is coming and coming and coming until there's an avalanche increase. So that avalanche increase is the dam breaks. The old boundaries are no longer significant. So we really want to feel that we're bringing in, we're sort of like the construction crew of consciousness of change. So we want to understand we're not waiting for the old reality to please us. We're not waiting for the old pastime to sort of even be relevant, because the more that we understand that yes, we can, in other words, we're bringing in that diamond light, we're bringing in the diamond coating that's bringing forth a new destiny, a new arrival, a new transparent gaze. Transparent gaze is we are going to start waking up to the awareness that nothing is solid. So transparent gaze is I'm looking at everyone. And everyone is gorgeous in their light. So I literally see you in transparency. In other words, you're no longer solid when we're in this state. So this state is coming soon. So we want to say coming soon. We're not talking years from now. It's coming soon as we will partake. So it's not being delivered like we just sign, here's your package. We're the construction crew. So we really want to understand that we are involved moment by moment as change will occur to delight. So change occurring to delight is we're no longer tongue-tied. We're no longer bound by yesterday. So allow yourself to proceed with innocence. Innocence is going to be sort of like our cue card. Innocence is going to be our entitlement. It's like our hall pass. It's our fast pass. It's our signaling of change. Because the reason we hold ourselves, like I just have like a knife, a sword to my throat. The reason we hold ourselves hostage is we've absorbed that energy of guilt. We've absorbed that energy of that misdemeanor exchange. So we just sort of hand that out to ourselves and others all day long. That's like no great mystery. We're all waking up to that realization. The question is what to do with it. It's like, okay, I understand that, but what do I do now? So as you allow yourselves to be gifted, when I'm saying that, I've got the universe card, I've got angels of mercy, I've got, they're just calling it like a Christ brotherhood. And of course, that includes the sisterhood. It's a generalized terminology. But when I'm receiving that Christ brotherhood, it's a brotherhood of Christ beings. And we typically have names for these Christ beings. We have like beloved masters that we just adore and sometimes perhaps see as like parents or elders that are guiding. But they want us to imagine that we're looking at those Christ beings and they're kind of fuzzy. But as is sort of like, it comes into better clarity, better focus, better realization. Imagine there's one Christ being in particular, this beautiful master with just this lovely golden light that as they come closer to you, you reach heaven. In other words, their light is so sincere. Their love is so sincere. You just really can't help falling in love with them. And so the more you fall in love with them, you realize you're starting to fall in love with yourself. And the clearer the focus becomes, you truly start understanding that that being is yourself. It's your true self. So that is what we are attaining, and that is what we are considering, and that is what we are mastering, and that is what we are stirring, and that is what we are delighting in, and that is what we are assuming, and that is what we are claiming. So every time we said claiming, assuming, dancing with whatever it is, there was like another stroke, there was another insistence, there was another combining, there was another blending. So we want to feel that. We want to feel the blending of our true Christ self that is already, has already arrived. It's not on a distant plane, train, up in the Himalayan retreats, though it probably is, but it's also within our capacity to know. It's within our very vicinity. So now we understand how we're combining our way of the heart in coming into our true vicinity, coming into our true lifestyle, coming into our true gaze. So this is where we break ties with the past, where we're opening up to love itself, that all of that old infirmary, all of that old echo, it like no longer holds the richness. So that's the ego that always wants to blame, label, attack, whatever, and it feels well fortified. But it's sort of like it starts losing its momentum. It starts losing its value. It starts losing its importance because we're already caring. So in other words, when you find like a new updated product and you find more of the old, but hey, you're realizing the new one's actually better, you no longer need the old. You cancel the old order. You send it back. It's no longer stimulating. It's no longer attractive. So allow the light to come inside and allow the light to stimulate and allow the light to secure its placement within. So it's secure its placement within is I now travel with my light. I now travel with my halo. I now travel with my star of origin. I now travel with my true essence. And now I know. So we don't know the details of what we know, but what we know is that there's a grander aspect of ourselves that knows whatever we need to be complete, knows whatever we need to transfer our faith always. So again, with these intense energies, they're not going to let up. So it's not like we can dim it down. What we're doing is learning how to be just as strong. We're learning how to be just as justified. In other words, we're learning how to sort of like meet that intensity with the same. So in other words, we're growing because we said so. So we want to understand that. It's not like somebody else is overriding our free will. We've all become excited. We've all become stirred. We've all said yes to our ascension. And then we grow and then we rise. So allow that new offering of kindness to explode. They keep saying explode and people are like, am I gonna fall apart? It's like an explosion within our higher heart. So when I receive it, it almost looks like, like a sparkler, like light filaments or fireflies. Fireflies, like just dancing. But when we say dancing, it's like heavenly. It's like orgasmic. It's just better than anything in form that we can imagine. So that's where we just start leaving the past. We start dropping. We start walking away from an argument. It's just sort of like, it's just not even in our equation of what we now consider to be relevant because we're finding our way home at last. So allow yourselves to be taken and allow yourselves to be consumed. And again, not by something outside of us, but by our true nature, by our true ascension, by our true knowing, by our true arrival. And so as we allow that to be stated, as we allow that to be circulated, it changes all of life. Because remember, life is vibrational and it arrives by our request. So if we're holding anger, we're going to experience situations that provide experiences of anger. If we're already opening up to new source identification, then that anger is still going to pass by because it's the old influence, and it's not even going to be noticed by us. It's sort of like, aren't you going to look? Are you going to pay attention? Aren't you going to react? And it's just sort of like, well, I can let that go now. I can let that go now because I'm already considering the sunshine. So all of us are moving into a new conclusionary lifestyle. We're all leaving the past. We're all growing strong. We're all growing able. Able is, I'm learning to dance with love. I'm learning to recite my new heaven engagement. In other words, we're learning to no longer be without the light within. And so we're learning to play along at last. Meaning all of those old fables about self, we all have them. We've all been indoctrinated with the projection of guilt and unkindness. So we're all holding false trespasses against self. So as we allow that light to proceed, it's sort of like that light increases our heavenly witness. So all of those false trespasses, all of those false beliefs about self and our relationship to the world matter no more, because we're already securing our future destiny. So again, when we said, like, allow yourself to know, this is where the true birthing, this is where the true self, this is where the true identity comes forth, comes with, shows us the way, introduces us to new possibilities, and strengthens always. So in other words, our identity is now one with our new lifestyle, one with our new broadcast. And so everything that we call in, everything we magnetize, is deferred to this new consideration. So allow all things to be made possible. So this is beyond our conscious understanding. Whatever's going to help us turn on the light, allow it to be given, allow it to be asserted, allow it to be, what would be that word? Like, it's like the puzzle arrives and the answer to the puzzle arrives simultaneously. And when I'm looking at it, it's just so easy peasy. It's like the answer is right there for the taking. So it's for us to submit, meaning we have to reach for it. We have to agree to it. We have to allow ourselves to be led to it. When we have those knee-jerk reactions, we go straight for the armor. We go straight for the axe or the sword or whatever's going to like hurt, kill, or destroy the fastest. That's okay. But we want to remember, as soon as we have, how can I say that, sort of like good placement of mind, in other words, as soon as we recognize our own homecoming, we can easily exchange. So it doesn't matter if you get lost at first, if you get totally turned around at first, if you start crying at first. It's really okay, because it doesn't matter. What matters is what happens next. It's sort of like, wait a minute, there's a new choice inside. Wait a minute, there's a new destiny. Wait a minute, there's a new song. And so we're going to get better and better and better, because out of that love for self that's growing always now in intensity, that it's like out of that love for myself, out of that love itself, I'm going to choose my kindness. So the kindness is going to be the light, and the kindness is going to be the new consideration. And the kindness is going to be that transfer of faith that's been with us all along. So allow yourselves to proceed, allow yourselves to dance, allow yourselves to be illuminated always. So when we're receiving this, we are agreeing to our new circumstances, we're agreeing to our new liftoff performance, we're agreeing to be seen, we're agreeing to our excellence, we're agreeing to our new passage, we're agreeing to our new, they're saying stroke of luck. So they're saying luck, and the smile and the love with that word luck is there's new life in our vicinity. Each and every one of us has like a pearl, a gem, a token from heaven. In other words, it's almost like a little atta girl, atta boy, here's a little incentive, here's a little surprise, here's a little sort of like wink from heaven to sort of, you know, keep us going, to encourage us. So it's not like we're dogs and it's like Pavlov's, whatever that is, you know, like it's not like we're being trained with behavior modification. It's that we're responding to our own glory. We're responding to our own nectar inside. In essence, we're the ones escorting ourselves. We're the ones putting those breadcrumbs. We're the ones sealing our fate. And so we're the ones that are providing encouragement. The more that we open up strongly, the more we're going to recognize there's no separation. We're all one. So all of these beautiful masters, all of these divinity, they're saying divinity lifestyles, I would call them deities. We're going to start recognizing we're all one and the same. That's the extraordinary transformation that is occurring. So allow yourselves to be quickened, allow yourselves to be, what would be the word to that? Oh my gosh, it's just sort of like we're already in heaven. In other words, we're already in that 5D reality. And we're coming to know that always. We're coming to know that always. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.